I'm Stephen Bias. I'm the new music director of the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra.
The 2010-2011 season for the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra begins next month at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. This month, the conductor of the orchestra, Stephen Bias, came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to introduce himself to our program and to talk about a season of music that includes Russian violin, Mozart's Requiem, classics that influence cartoons, and a rare double performance of Nutcracker Suites from Tchaikovsky and Duke Ellington, combining the Philharmonic and the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Stephen Bias is splitting his artistic time between the Arkansas Philharmonic and the Tupelo Symphony Orchestra, where he's the music director, the Detroit Symphony, where he serves as the cover conductor, the Colorado Youth Symphony Orchestra, where he's the conductor, and other commitments in places as far away as Israel. Those jobs are with organizations with long histories. I asked Stephen Bias if working with a relatively new entity, the Arkansas Philharmonic is just over a year old, means a different kind of approach than his other responsibilities.
That's key to my interest in starting an orchestra or being involved in the beginning, the genesis of this orchestra. Because of my experience working with the Major Symphony Orchestra in Detroit, and also now taking over a youth orchestra, both my main personal missions are reflected in having music of the highest caliber in symphonic music and presentation, but also education. I'm passionate about not just teaching people about music, but involving young students in the creative aspect of the arts, whether it's music, visual arts, dance, whatever the genre for the arts may be. It's crucial to do it because, as we've seen with the changing world economy, the United States needs more creative thinkers, and I think the Arkansas Philharmonic and any arts organization can be vitally connected to and responsible for encouraging and incorporating creative thinking techniques that are used in the arts. So really the gamut from great level professional performances to education and everything in between is part of my mission, personal mission, and again, I think it's a good start, especially with the Arkansas Philharmonic.
On the ground floor here, what has to be done in the first months, the first couple of years?
Well, of course, we must raise money to support an orchestra for our performances. That's primary. But in addition to fundraising, there's friend raising. I must meet people, must discover what it is that the community wants to hear. Certainly, we can present concerts, symphonic concerts that are wonderful, bring world-class soloists to the area, and those concerts will be well attended. It's a great opportunity for the people here in Northwest Arkansas to hear these national and international soloists. But we also must listen to what the people want to hear, and that includes playing at the Arbest Baseball Park during the summer, bringing in some pop artists that people are interested in hearing as well, and collaborating with local organizations. I don't believe that we can become a genuine part of the fabric of any community unless we're collaborating with the university, some of the churches, then the schools in the area, other community ensembles, and that must be primary in the mission of an organization.
The first full season of the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra includes four performances, a first-year schedule that Stephen Bias calls judicious, but it certainly is not lacking in ambition. The first concert of the season is October 17th, a program titled Russian Masters.
Two works by Tchaikovsky and one by Glinka, the Ruslan and Ludmila Overture, great little orchestral, effervescent orchestral showcase. And then the Russian violinist Alexander Markov will play the Tchaikovsky concerto. Alexander, and if you're really curious about his extraordinary talents, you should go to YouTube and or Google him. It is amazing the talent this young man. Yehudi Menuhin said of Alexander, who coincidentally won the gold medal at the Paganini International Violin Competition, said he is one of the most dynamic young soloists in the history of the violin. He looks like Paganini. He plays like Paganini. Just do a YouTube search to watch him play some of these pieces. And he's going to play the Tchaikovsky. And I have the great privilege of conducting Alexander the week before playing the Tchaikovsky concerto in Carnegie Hall, just the weekend before he comes here. So it's a great opportunity for the people of Northwest Arkansas to hear this caliber artist and doing something that is almost second nature to him. And then we end the program with Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, a great orchestral tour de force. We have a holiday concert, Christmas concert in December with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Duke Ellington wrote his own version of the Nutcracker, and we are going to play side by side the Tchaikovsky Nutcracker and the Ellington Nutcracker Suite. And it's such a great piece. It will bring in another component of the community. But when you have something like Duke Ellington, his version of the Dance of the Reed Flutes is called Toot Toot Tootie Toot. Fantastic version of these things, especially paired side by side.
You know, I did a little bit of research about this. This doesn't happen that often. I know the Lincoln Center staged it, and I really don't know of another time. I'm sure it's happened, but this is a rare event.
That is the... to my knowledge, it's the first time that it was done. The Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra has done it twice. They did a filming at Tanglewood with Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony, or perhaps it was the Tanglewood Festival Orchestra. But to compare these pieces side by side shows the great accessibility of this music that Tchaikovsky wrote over 100 years ago, but also the great artistry of Duke Ellington. And to be able to present that side by side is a great opportunity that really doesn't come. I believe you're right. I think this is one of the very few times that it's done. But we'll have some other holiday fare on that program. In February, we are presenting a Pops concert called Cartoon Classics. I have selected 10 selections of standard orchestral repertoire, and we show a retrospective from the 20s in the beginning of the Walt Disney Studios and Mickey Mouse of how these early hand-drawn black and white animations evolved into these extraordinary animations of Fantasia 2000. And the dynamic improvements that these brilliant artists, these phenomenal artists who were drawing everything by hand, would take this music as an inspiration. And like, the Blue Danube, mm-hmm. or the Hungarian Rhapsody is a Tom and Jerry example, where Tom the cat is playing piano and Jerry sleeping in the piano. But it shows this correlation and collaboration of visual art and music in a way that's greatly heightened in a program where you take a piece that everyone knows, like The Ride of the Valkyries, where many people in the United States learn through Watts Opera Doc, and you hear Elmer Fudd singing Kill the Wabbit and Bugs Bunny playing his usual role. I mean, it's a dynamic connection of the arts, of visual art and music, and that's a Pops concert and very family-friendly, so we're looking forward to that. And we end the season with a collaboration with the University of Arkansas, Schola Cantorum and Master Chorale doing the Mozart Requiem. And these four concerts of having a symphonic concert to open the season, a holiday program, Pops program, and then a choral orchestral collaboration in the spring, I think is a great survey and a really wonderful sampling for the first year of the Philharmonic. So we're really kicking off and hitting the ground running, but I think a really attractive season.
Stephen Bias is the conductor of the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. The first concert of the 2010-2011 season is scheduled for October 17th at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. You can learn more about the orchestra, the upcoming season, and Stephen Bias at arkansasphilharmonic.org or at the orchestra's Facebook page. And you can hear more from our visit, including why Stephen Bias thinks there is plenty of room for everybody in this suddenly orchestra-rich region. You can hear that at ozarksatlarge.com.